Governor Sean Parnell has budgeted money for a new state trooper helicopter in Fairbanks. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the allocation is aimed at improving search and rescue response in the interior.
It's been nearly 10 years since Fairbanks area troopers have had the kind of fast and powerful helicopter needed to quickly get to a search and rescue call and then bring injured back to a hospital. Troopers have been making do since 2002 when they had to decommission a helicopter due to airframe fatigue. Troopers have had to either rely on help from the military or call in the agency's only high-performance chopper up from Anchorage. Alaska Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters says emergency responders always are racing against time, and they're hard-pressed to win that race when they first must fly up from Anchorage.
Time is a critical issue, and sometimes minutes mean the difference between somebody's life or not.
Dan Johnson with the Interior Region EMS Council in Fairbanks says a helicopter and trained personnel that can respond quickly to emergencies are badly needed in this area.
There's definitely a need for medical-capable search and rescue helicopters service in the interior.
Johnson says the problem became critical more than 3 years ago when the Army transferred a Fort Wainwright-based air ambulance unit to Afghanistan. Troopers have since then relied on an Air National Guard unit out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Johnson says the unit, the 210th Rescue Squadron, is top-notch, but it maintains only a part-time presence in the interior.
They're usually only located at Eielson Air Force Base Monday through Friday, and other days they respond from the Anchorage area. So that delays the response.
Masters has asked Governor Sean Parnell to include in his budget proposal about $3 million for a helicopter and another $300,000 to pay for a pilot and operational costs, such as leasing hangar space at Fairbanks International Airport. I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks.